Radio Daily for Find Me Fracking Friday.
And, you know, if you're paying attention, it's the last one of the month.
Ooh.
It is. Right? It's moving on. Right along, right along, right along. Welcome to the 25th of March with the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing to you today the man that was called in to discuss even more things with the bosses, since he doesn't like the way they do it. He has an idea. He'll share it with you. It's Podcasting for Siegfried.
I like your plan, except it sucks, so let me do the plan, and that way it might be really good.
There. That's all you got to do. It's just that simple. And me, I'm the guy that I guess we'll go back to work again next week. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I like the idea of it more than I actually like it.
There is that. What happened this fine day there, sir?
In 1655, Christian Huygens discovers Titan, the largest satellite of Saturn, using a simple telescope with a magnification of 50, and subsequently determines the period of its revolution. The moon will be named 2 centuries later.
1857, Frederick Langenheim takes the first photograph of a solar eclipse.
1857, Leon Scott de Martinville patents the phonautograph, the first machine to record sound, 20 years before Thomas Edison, that hack, invents the first phonograph. However, unlike the later phonograph, the device is able to record sound, but unable to play it back. As such, the phonautograph will become well-known among scientists, but will remain a scientific instrument used in the study of sound waves.
1902, Irving W. Colburn receives a patent for the first sheet glass drawing machine. The device makes the mass production of window glass practical for the first time in history.
1922, George William Goddard achieves the first thrust from a liquid rocket engine. Goddard's test engine produces 4 pounds of thrust, but only for a brief time.
1925, John Logie Baird gives the first public demonstration of his television system at the Selfridge Department Stores in Oxford Street in London, England. It'll be 10 years before the introduction of the television with higher definition in Britain. 10 years.
1932, MGM releases Tarzan the Ape Man, directed by W.S. Van Dyke and starring Johnny Weissmuller, Neil Hamilton, Maureen O'Sullivan, and C. Aubrey Smith.
1954, RCA begins producing the first mass-produced all-electronic color television receiver. Though they're going to lose money on every set that's sold, it will still retail for $1,000, roughly one-third to one-half the cost of a new car, due to the extraordinary cost involved in producing picture tubes.
That's right, they make their money back on DLC. 1960, a guided missile is launched from a nuclear submarine for the first time. The submarine is the USS Halibut.
1961, Sputnik 10 is launched into Earth orbit with a dog named Zvidoshkit Little Star by Yuri Gagarin and a wooden mannequin aboard. The dog will be recovered alive. The wooden mannequin turned into a real boy.
How confusing would that be for the poor dog?
Right?
Keep going up and look, asking for pets and stuff and maybe some snacks and just a mannequin. 1970, the prototype British-built Concorde 002 makes its first supersonic flight, achieving speeds of 700 miles per hour. 1,127 kilometers.
1979, the first fully functional space shuttle orbiter, Columbia, is delivered to the John F. Kennedy Space Center from Palmdale, California, where it was built to be prepared for its first launch, which we'll tell you about later in the year.
1986, Intel and Texas Instruments register domain names, becoming the 13th and 14th .com websites, respectively.
1992, cosmonaut Sergei Krikalev returns to Earth after a 10-month stay aboard the Mir space station.
See, Russia, that's how you stay current in a global market, is by doing awesome things. 2004, a prototype of a mechanized 5-ton, 3-meter-tall disaster rescue robot, the T-52 Enryu Rescue Dragon, is unveiled in Japan. The robot is designed to clear a path through flaming debris through which rescue workers may retrieve disaster victims. The robot can be piloted from cockpit or remotely, with no one ever questioning if it's the thing that made the flaming debris in the first place.
2011, Warner Brothers released the fantasy adventure film Sucker Punch, directed by Zack Snyder, starring Emily Browning. The film is produced by the same production team as Watchmen. Though its visual effects will be widely praised, it'll receive nearly universal negative reviews due to its weak storyline. And we know what that storyline was trying to say.
And 2014, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles defeat Eric Sachs and the Shredder.
You know, the Turtles have always had a long battle with Sachs. Birthdays?
Seychelle Gabrielle is 31 from The Spirit, The Last Airbender, and Falling Skies.
Eric Knudsen's 34 from Continuum and Jericho.
The very handsome, talented eyebrow manufacturer Lee Pace is 43 from Twilight, Hobbit, Wonderfalls, which is a fantastic show. Go and check that out. Ronan the Accuser in the MCU, and of course, Pushing Daisies.
Lark Voorhees is 48. That's Lisa, on Saved by the Bell.
Heywood Nelson, 62. Dwayne on What's Happening.
Hey, hey, hey. Bobby Bedelia, 74, from Die Hard, Needful Things, Parenthood, the TV series. No, I think the original one.
Paul Michael Glazer is 78. Starsky in Starsky and Hutch.
Richard O'Brien is 79 from Spice World, Dungeons & Dragons, and of course, was Riff Raff in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Not just was.
Still is?
No. Without him, there is no Rocky Horror.
It doesn't exist without him.
He wrote all the music, created an open man.
Please make another album. I'll buy it right now.
Gene Shalit, 96, movie critic and mustache aficionado.
No longer with us, born in the state in 1901, Ed Begley from Hang 'em High, The Dunwich Horror.
1911, Jack Ruby. He shot Oswald. No, not Patton. The other famous Oswald before.
Patton. 1916, Gene Rogers. She was Dale Arden in the early Gordon movie serials.
1920, Patrick Troughton, the second Doctor.
1924, Robert Blossom, Old Man Marley from Home Alone, Doc in The Quick and the Dead.
1942, Aretha Franklin, Grammy Award-winning American singer-songwriter, and of course appeared in The Blues Brothers.
You better think.
On CBS, we've got the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship semifinale.
ABC has a new Shark Tank in 2020.
NBC has a new The Blacklist and a Dateline HBO time.
Fox, WWE Friday Night SmackDown.
Brother, I should have pronounced it Hubbo time.
I like that.
CW, Mel is haunted by memories of her mysterious breakup with Ruby. Maggie's demon hunting habit creates strain on her relationship. Harry tries to train the newest charmed one, but gets derailed when they must focus on a new nemesis, on a new charmed and dynasty.
Over on FX, they're showing a film that is absolutely brilliant and I never thought would be shown on any kind of television whatsoever. Jojo Rabbit.
I know. I still need to watch that crap.
That is so good.
I know. It's Taika. I mean, come on. Right? And be okay. FXX Simpsons Marathon with the blue and the gray and the scorpion's tail.
FXM has Get Out, which is also really, really good. My God. They're showing lots of good movies on the various networks owned by that company.
BBC America has The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. So, you know, lock in for about 4 hours.
Wait, they're showing a British film on BBC America? Huh, that's weird. Sci-Fi has 2012, Luckiest Limo Driver Alive.
Well, is it actually British? Or is it just, it's made by an Aussie or a Kiwi?
Fair point.
Somebody, well, I guess formerly British.
Sure.
TNT has Star Wars, Empire of Dreams.
But tonight we'll be watching the Lifetime Movie Network. A married father with two teens wakes up one morning and is shocked to find he isn't married, he doesn't have kids, and he's the CEO of the company that he works at. His wife, is the key to be able to reclaim his original life and family. Jamie Ditton, Terry Hatcher, and Mary Lou Henner star in A Kiss Before Christmas.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update.
Abby decides to use the unwritten law while defending Gabby, who shot her husband, and of course, Chad is prosecuting this case as well. Now look, being foes, that don't bother them. Their relationship is as sturdy as driver's needle. The West Jest, the Ants Raz, hashtag Chevy. Forever.
You got mail, baby.
Hey, geeks. A new Witcher game is fine and all, but when is the next season of The Witcher? Or at least a special with more bathtub time? I'll throw a coin or two for that. That is from Kim.
Hey, fair enough.
How do they keep that water warm? Because, you know,
your drawers for The Witcher.
You know, if you would like to see more bathtub time, by all means, let us know. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, a voicemail and text message. You need the magic numbers of
510-GRD-CROW.
Who do you suppose they want to be in the bathtub?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Terry J. Ammon, host of Video Fuzzy, a media-centric nostalgia bomb currently working through thousands of DVD transfers from VHS tapes of television you may remember fondly, or not, as well as current recordings, cross-connections, and comments along the way. Find my blog at videofuzzy.blogspot.com and my Video Fuzzy podcast wherever you get your podcasts. For Video Fuzzy, I'm Terry J. Ammon. Happy viewing!
It might be amazing, it might just be sketchy. You will find out together on Video Fuzzy.
Hi, this is Zach Ward, otherwise known as Scott Farkas, and I double dog dare you to listen to Geek Radio Daily.
Ooh. gonna take that? Or is Schwartz gonna insult your mom some more, huh?
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Sure. And they're even out and stuff now. Like these.
In limited release, as an experienced climber ascends Mount Washington, she turns back before she reaches the summit as a huge blizzard approaches. But on her way down, she encounters a lone, stranded man and takes it upon herself to get them both down the mountain before nightfall arrives, and they succumb to the storm. Based on a true story, Naomi Watts, Billy Howell, and Dennis O'Hare star in Infinite Storm.
A filmmaker who is hired to document a wealthy man's hidden past unleashes the buried secrets of a Midwestern town that was once America's most luxurious resort. Alyssa Rayner, Katie Sarif, Claire Tuft, and Zachary Spicer star in So Cold, The River.
Part documentary, part rock film, and all kinds of crazy. Stunt Rock is a feature-length ode to fearless Australian stuntman Grant Page. He was in the Mad Max films, Road Games, and The Gods of Egypt. Brent Trenchard Smith, Grant Page, Monique Van De Veen, and Margaret Gerard star in Stunt Rock. Wasn't that something they said a lot in Orgasmo?
Brilliant but reclusive author Loretta Sage has spent her entire career writing about exotic places in her popular romance adventure novels featuring handsome cover model Alan, who has dedicated his life to embodying the hero character, Dash. While on tour promoting her new book, with Alan, Loretta is kidnapped by an eccentric billionaire who hopes that she can lead him to an ancient city's lost treasure from her latest story, because they're real. Wanting to prove that he can be a hero in real life and not just on the pages, Alan sets off to rescue her. Thrust into an epic jungle adventure, the unlikely pair will need to work together to survive the elements and find the ancient treasure before it's lost forever. Channing Tatum, Daniel Radcliffe, Sandra Bullock, and blink and you'll miss it, Brad Pitt, star the jewel of the lost city of stones being romanced.
We had a little bit of fun with the title on that last one, but Svengoolie's got a particular film that the title basically tells you exactly what's in it. But I'm still gonna. In a turn-of-the-century Renaissance Italian mansion, its tyrannical owner, a one-handed wheelchair-bound pianist, that's somebody who plays the piano, with a strong belief in the occult, is murdered. Robert Alda, Andrew King, and Peter Lorre star in 1946's... The Beast with Five Fingers. See, I told you. Only on MeTV.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Nearly a year after Netflix launched their Play Something Shuffle option, Warner Media's HBO Max streaming platform has done the same with the introduction of a shuffle button.
Well, that's much better than letting my cat just randomly step on my remote.
The much-requested feature offers users the ability to play back a random episode from a series on the platform. However, unlike the Netflix one, which spans the entire service, HBO Max's version is restricted to 45 series for the moment, ranging from South Park to Friends to Rick and Morty.
That sounds like the worst kind of DJ software.
The HBO Max version is also currently only available globally in the desktop interface, whereas Netflix is restricted to connected TV devices and Android mobile platforms. It's a cool feature if you're able to pick which series for you to shuffle through. Otherwise, it'll be like placing all of your audiobooks mixed together and hitting shuffle. Or like ripping all your books apart and stapling them back together and see how the story turns out.
There might yet still be life in Daredevil, as Marvel Studios is reportedly working on a reboot of the beloved series. According to the latest issue of Production Weekly, a trustworthy industry publication dedicated to film and series that are about to begin production, Marvel Studios has a listing for a project simply described as Daredevil Reboot. The entry is filed alongside a plethora of projects already confirmed to be in development, including Deadpool 3, Madam Web, Kraven the Hunter, and the DCEU movie Blue Beetle. There's currently no word yet on when fans can expect to see the Devil of Hell's Kitchen return to the MCU.
See? Really? See? That's just insensitive.
While many fans of Daredevil doubted the character's future in Disney's superhero universe after the acclaimed Netflix series was canceled, Matt Murdock's cameo in Spider-Man No Way Home revealed that Marvel isn't finished with the series star Charlie Cox. Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige confirmed that if Daredevil appears in the MCU again, Cox would reprise the role as the lawyer-turned-vigilante.
Well, who else would it be? I mean, it'd be weird if Batman showed up.
Layered joke. Because Ben Affleck, he played Daredevil in the movie. And he's Batman now.
Daredevil wasn't in the Batman movie.
If the Daredevil reboot is real, then fans can expect it to likely land on Disney Plus, the newfound home of the entire Defender saga, which was previously helmed by Netflix. While some believe the reboot will restrict Daredevil to a PG-13 rating, Cox has said that he doesn't necessarily view that as a limitation. "I'm such a fan of everything they've done so far, I wouldn't underestimate them at all," Cox said. "So if they wanted to make a more PG version of Daredevil, I back them to find a way to do it where it feels totally in keeping with everything we've done. And maybe there's a little less blood, maybe there's a little whatever, but I back them to do it. You know, blood isn't what makes Daredevil, well, Daredevil. But the violence kind of does. Otherwise, they should just make a lawyer show. They'll call it Daredevil, Justice is Blind. Like Daredevil."
Insensitive. Snap, the company responsible for amplifying duck face across the nation and the world and introducing filters that make you look like you're dying, and you know those pictures you like to send, is officially getting into the brain monitoring business.
Oh, that's terrifying.
The company announced that it acquired a Paris-based neurotech startup and brain-computer interface maker NextMind in an effort to bolster its long-term augmented reality vision. NextMind is known for its work related to non-invasive BCIs, a still emerging technology. Snap and competitors like Meta view as crucial to one day transforming augmented reality glasses from expensive garish nerd gear into something regular people might actually find useful. Snap said that NextMind team is going to advance the technology in Snap Labs, a research arm of the social media company responsible for creating the Snap Camera and Spectacles smart glasses.
You want the game from Ryza? Because that's how you get the game from Ryza. Actually, I kind of want the game from Ryza.
Snap's past ventures into hardware are not exactly what you would call great. The company launched its first iteration of Spectacles back in 2017. By years in, just 0.08% of Snapchat users had purchased the glasses. Worse still, over 50% of Spectacles users stopped using them after the first month. All 0.04% of them. In the end, the first attempt at making Spectacles a thing reportedly cost Snap close to $40 million with hundreds of thousands of unsold units left in warehouses.
Never heard of them.
And that's the kind of story we would have done. Despite all that, Snap has stuck it out and last year managed to release one of the more well-received AR-ish glasses, though that's not exactly a high bar, and the glasses were limited to an undisclosed number of creators. Snap's betting the introduction of BCIs will take the technology to the next level, granting users the power to seamlessly use glasses to replace phones and other devices. That's the pitch, at least.
That sounds like a thing that won't happen.
In theory, the company's BCI tech expertise could help AR glasses surpass their usability roadblock while also avoiding the headache of dealing with surgical procedures. The non-invasive approach also means Snap won't have to sit around waiting for the FDA or other agencies to approve use of their technology in humans.
"This technology does not read thoughts or send any signals towards the brain," Snap said. They followed that up by saying, "Well, not yet."
Marvel Studios is reportedly developing a project based around the character of Nova, a.k.a. Richard Rider, and has set Sabir Perzada to write. Perzada recently worked in the writer's room on Marvel's Moon Knight series, which is debuting next week.
It'll be nice to see Nova as the star of a series.
At present, it is unknown if Nova will be developed as a feature film or a limited series for the Disney Plus service, but either way, Kevin Feige will produce.
It'll be cool to learn more about science.
In the comics, Nova is a member of the Intergalactic Police Force known as the Nova Corps, for which he gained superhuman abilities, including enhanced strength, flight, and resistance to injury.
It'd be really cool if we could have a Nova Corps X-Files mashup.
The characters had run-ins with the Skrulls, who have been part of Captain Marvel in the upcoming limited series Secret Invasion. The Skrulls, of course, replaced many of the heroes in the series with aliens. So will Nova actually be in the show, or will it actually be a Skrull? How do we know that Feige was the one that authorized the show? How will we know? Oh, wait. Wait. It's just a show. Unless I'm a Skrull. I don't know what's real.
Sorry, everyone. PRS forgot to take his meds. Let's move on to something serious. You've done it. We've done it. Everyone's done it. And now Obi-Wan Kenobi himself admits he does it too. We're talking, of course, about pretending you're using the Force when encountering automatic doors.
Yeah, he doesn't get the looks I do when I do it.
Ewan McGregor sat down recently to talk about the upcoming highly anticipated show Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the conversation turned to Jedi mind tricks. And the actor said he's never been able to do that, but there was one instance in actual life where he did feel like a Jedi. "I do it with doors," McGregor exclaimed. "I like to do that with automatic doors, just for my own amusement."
It would be more impressive if he did it with real doors.
I always do a little Jedi move for the doors than I have occasionally been caught doing. You know, like at a supermarket or something when I'm wheeling my Charlie out. I'm just always for my own amusement because it makes me laugh. But occasionally, I've been caught doing that, and that's kind of embarrassing. It's difficult not to, isn't it? It's fun. If the timing is right, it feels very powerful.
Well, no one's going to question him doing it. He's Ewan Evan McGregor.
McGregor will next be seen as the Jedi Master in self-imposed exile on May 25th when Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi debuts on Disney+. And out of all the characters that he's played, that he's doing things from, let's just be glad it's not anything from Trainspotting. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works License. You can like and check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
All I'm saying is just don't follow him into a public toilet.
I'm just saying I don't want to be there when he starts seeing babies on ceilings, because, dear God, I don't need that in my life. If there are...
Oh, man, the puppy monkey baby you're crawling across.
If you've got something cool crawling across the ceiling that you'd like to see, let's refresh it and clean our palate. Tell us all about it by dropping a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or, of course, a voicemail or text message. The magic numbers are
510-GRD.
What do you think?
It stinks.
Man, game over, man. Game over.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Look at yourself. You're beautiful. The most desirable creature that ever walked.
Oh, if only Brad could have found it within himself to say those things to me.
He will. But it's up to you to reawaken his feelings. Farley's given you that chance. You can use the breakfast show to knock Denton dead.
Do you really think so?
Everybody needs you.
But what'll I do? What'll I say? What'll I wear?
Ah!
Ever since I was a little boy, dressing up has always been my greatest joy. But when it's time to be discreet, there's one thing you just can't beat.
And it's a strapless, backless, classical little black dress. Well, first you go rip, rip, rip. Then you go snip, snip, snip. Then you whip it and zip, zip, zip. I split it up to the hip, hip, hip. And as you strip, strip, strip,
you shiver and quiver
for that soft caress as you slip, slip, slip into that little black dress.